initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. You're driving, picking your kids up from school. You're driving to the beach, and this is a perfect opportunity to learn more about how to be discovered, how to get connected in show business. And today's going to be a little bit different. I had a film director from Miami that couldn't make it, so we rescheduled. And we're going to have something called Hollywood Connections Motivational Tuesday. And I'm so excited because I'm here with one of my best friends. She reminds me of my friend from high school. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Sue Greenberg. How are you? Dawn's my best friend, too. I love her to death. She's my walking buddy at the beach.
We are. She's an author of a children's book called Elliot's Tales, and we've been promoting it over the year. And she has two children's books. It's adorable. And give everybody your website.
Elliot'sHorseTales.com, and you spell Tails, T-A-I-L-S.
And you can also see it on Facebook as well. You have a Facebook page.
Elliot's Tales. Mm-hmm.
Right. We're going to get more into that in just a minute. I want to motivate everybody because, you know, sometimes you get stuck on something. And, you know, I had joined other programs before. And my mom's not here. She had passed away. So blessed to have your mom. And we'd motivate each other. So I decided to go on Weight Watchers. And, you know, you've been telling me about it over the last couple months. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Sue. So all of a sudden, I got motivated because there was a dress I wanted to try out and put on. For everybody listening, I'm so excited. I've been nominated for the Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show for the International Christian Film Festival this weekend. And I'm so blessed. I've been nominated for both, the first time ever for both. So there's a red carpet. There are Roman Dowdy. Is that her name? From Touched by an Angel? Yes, and what? Go ahead.
Roma Downey.
Yes, yes. And we have so many celebrities up there. And we also have a table for sunkisscharters.com. And so we'll be up there with our new charter business for sailing because we're going to be kicking that off here in a couple weeks. But the main thing is, I wanted to do something for me. And so when I downloaded the app about 2 weeks ago, I kind of didn't do anything with it. And then I called my friend Sue, and she's been on it. And we're going to talk about that today, how exciting this program is, because I didn't realize, Sue, that, okay, there's a point system. Points. Explain the point system.
Well, there's different plans, like a purple plan, a blue plan, a green plan, and every plan has different plans. Like the purple, you can eat more carbohydrates and different points. In the blue plan, you can have a lot of unlimited food compared to the green plan, which has unlimited food. So you just have to see what lifestyle you like. Like I know for the blue plan, for me, I can have corn on the cob, which is 0 points, eggs, fruits, vegetables, and then you still get all your points during the day, 24 points. But it's nice because sometimes I go off it and then I go back on it. I gain a few pounds. I kind of like watch it again.
But I can tell the difference.
Yeah.
So I can. Yeah. Yeah. And that was really cool. So then I went over to her house yesterday and we took a beach walk, but we had a beautiful breakfast. She made me my eggs with, you know, the
scrambled eggs.
Yes. The point system on that.
Yeah, a little bit of like cheese, which was 1 point. So it was a half a point because we split it.
Yes. And what coffee creamer was that? The 0 points.
Carnation. It was sugar-free.
Sugar-free. And that's
so
0 points.
0 points.
I looked at my creamer this morning and it said 30 calories on it. And I think it was, yeah, it was more when you, there's a scanner code on it.
Scanner on every food. So you kind of can know, you can go to the store and you can figure out your points for the day.
See, I went to Target the other day. The funny thing was I had my phone, of course, with my Weight Watchers app, and I'm actually putting it in manually. And it's taking me forever because my husband's like, where are you? I'm like, oh. Be home soon. So I go to Susan. She tells me there's a little scanner thing on there. You just scan it over the scanner code, and it tells you how many points that is that you can have. I'm like, wow, you just saved my life.
And there's a lot of unlimited food, like on my plan, like shrimp's unlimited, white meat chicken's unlimited, you know, and like you get a baked potato, like 3, 4, or 5 points. I mean, you just, it's not hard thing to do. It's just, it's kind of an easy diet to do.
It's kind of like a game I'm playing.
It's not a diet, it's a way of life, because I can go to the restaurant and I can go to an Italian restaurant and they have extra points for the week. I might just have chicken Alfredo or chicken Parmesan, and I can eat all that stuff, and then the next day I just go back on my points again.
Right.
Well, just kind of keep an eye on it.
We went to the Renaissance Festival. It was fabulous. If you haven't been there yet, it was the last week and it's coming up, pirate theme. So my friend Chrissy, we went and had such a ball blast, and oh my gosh. So she's so hungry, and she said, I want to go over to Golden Corral. Now, I haven't been there in ages. I'm like, oh God. I've been on Weight Watchers now a week, and you want to take me to Golden Corral, like a buffet style?
Oh God.
I know. So I get there, and of course, I know my producer's laughing. He knows Chrissy. And so I get there, I'm like, okay, but I did have the baked fish. I had the
0 points.
Exactly. I had the cauliflower. I had the
0 points.
Yes, the broccoli. And I was good to go. And then I had a little piece of meat. It all came to my points, which I still was under. Right. And then, of course, my friend goes to the dessert tray, and she gets like 4 different desserts, like the strawberry covered chocolate and all this good stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. So, of course, I remembered my mom used to say that Cher, Sonny, my Cher, she said if she wanted something, she'd go get it and just have a little teaspoon of it.
Right.
So I went to get my blueberry pie, and I had a little spoonful of it, and that was it. I put it away. I threw it away. I said to the waitress, I'm done now.
But you can eat that for Weight Watchers. You just count it for your points. And like every week, you can like 35 extra points, I think, a week. So you
exactly.
can have the pie. You can have your ice cream. You can have your cake. And you just count it in.
Well, here's what's funny. My husband did not know I was on Weight Watchers. Okay. So he knows I'm trying to fit in this dress and I'm trying to find the dress that I want. And I found one today. Thank God from Dillard's. Oh my gosh. It is a turquoise.
Gorgeous.
Oh, turquoise sparkle.
Sexy with a slit down it and off the shoulder.
Oh,
very pretty.
It's going to be so gorgeous for the Christian Film Festival. I'm so excited. So anyway, so about 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting there and I just really wanted some mozzarella fried sticks.
Yeah, which you can have.
Yeah. So, and now you women that are driving, you're going to be laughing about this. Of course, my husband's going to go, I'm not ever going to hear her stop saying this again. He's probably driving going, here we go, Dawn. So anyway, so I'm sitting there. Of course, it was the Friday's box of, and they're pretty decent sized mozzarella sticks. And I think I had tuna in the morning or in the afternoon. It was just my snack. And he's like, I thought you were on a diet. I thought you were watching your calories. I said, all right, you're going to feel like a complete fool after this. And later on, I showed him the app. I said, I can have 2 mozzarella sticks, but it would be like, I think it was like 13 or 14 points. So anyways, I have 30 because I'm on the green plan. And I didn't know there were different plans.
Right.
So anyways, okay, that's somebody else calling me. I'm live on the air, and there we go. So anyways, the moral of the story is, he didn't realize that I was on the program. And he's like, well, you are. So he's like, I'll pay for it for you. So I'm like, okay, cool. And anyways, what I'm trying to tell everybody is, I was kind of stuck. My mom and I would motivate each other. You know, we would out do our walks together and do some fun things. But, if you don't have a fun friend to do stuff with, like Sue,
Right, Dawn.
We went for about a 45-minute beach walk yesterday. And it is so exciting that you have something that you can look forward to and you can call somebody and say, hey, I need some help on this. But the scanner code, like, for the ones that are out there, that you're like, you know, all this COVID year, I don't know how many people have gained weight at home, and I'm sure you have. And you're like, you know what? I want to do something. And I'll give you, I think I did the plan for $23. I got 14-day trial for free. And then I think I got 2 months for free.
Right.
So that's still a good deal.
That's a good deal.
A really good deal. So, and I liked where I downloaded the app. Now, here's what happened. I downloaded the app. This is just a fun show, you guys. So we're all talking about this. When I downloaded the app, I didn't realize it went through my Apple iTunes. So I had called Weight Watchers and they said, oh, if you want to cancel, you have to go to your Apple iTunes. We can't cancel it for you.
Right.
So I canceled it. And then I was like, no, I'm going to really stick to this and do this. So I rejoined again. And then there's another thing that is super amazing. I had no clue, no idea. Now, Weight Watchers on their app, they also have something that is like a Facebook, and people are there.
Connect. They all connect to each other. They write their weight. They say, like, they've gained weight, they lost weight, what they did, talk about their families, and it's really nice.
It looks like a TikTok, a Clapper,
yeah,
a Facebook, and it's all, there's no negativity.
No negativity. And you meet people on your plan. So if you're on the purple plan, you meet purple people. If you meet the blue plan, you meet blue people. Green, you meet the green people.
Exactly.
On your plan, and then they tell you what they did, how they, you know, how great they did on Weight Watchers, or sometimes you don't do very good. It just depends.
Right. Now, you know, there are some stories that, you know, I feel for these women. I'll be honest with you. There was a beautiful lady. She had two children. And she said, I could talk about this. And her husband said, I'm not attracted to you anymore. You've gained too much weight.
That's sad.
Yeah. And if a husband really loves you, he's not going to talk that way to you.
Sad.
Yeah. That's so sad. But, you know, she had 500 and something comments on there saying, you are beautiful. Keep it going. You're going to show him. You're going to get skinny. And then he's going to wish, you know, he got you back.
Right.
So what I really like, it's kind of like I'll put something up today saying, oh, I was kind of discouraged trying to find a dress, you know, for the International Christian Film Festival. And then all of a sudden I, you know, went over to Macy's and I couldn't find anything. I went back to Dillard's. And of course, you know, I was trying to find something I wanted to just really feel good in. I went through the junior department and I was like, I'm not going to fit in a junior dress. And there was one that was staring at me. And I went that way by accident.
Right.
And that's a God thing. And I got the dress and I went in the dressing room. I'm like, oh, please, God, it's not going to zip up. So the woman came in. She zipped it up for me. And I'm like, oh, I felt like Cinderella.
It's beautiful. Oh, my God, it's gorgeous.
It is.
John's going to wear it. When are you going to wear it?
Saturday night for the red carpet.
And then when are you going to wear it on your show?
Probably in the next week I'll have to come in with it on or something.
With your crown.
Yeah. Well, I don't know yet. I'm up for an award. I don't know yet. It could be for, there's another pageant system I'm being selected for.
Okay.
And if I am, this called Mrs. Tropical I'm up for. So I don't know yet till next week. So we're kind of waiting to see what happens on that.
Okay.
Which is all good. So in the meantime, for all of you that are just wondering, you know, what to do, or, you know, how do I lose a couple more pounds, or how do I do something different? Don't do it for anybody else.
But yourself.
Don't do it for your boyfriend, your husband, your family. Do it for yourself,
right.
You know. And that's the one thing, you know, I will tell you, Sue. There was a time where I'm in the last, I would say 6 months, I plateaued from one point to another point, and it would fluctuate up and down. And I've passed the up and down, which I broke that plateau, and it's like, okay, I can do this. And you know, my husband is so funny. Now that he knows I'm like, honey, can you weigh my chicken for me? Can you help me with can you start the grill? So we had, I'm going to give you an idea. We had some chicken breasts the other day, mm-hmm. the strip kind, and then we had
at 0 points.
Yes. I know. Well, I think on your plan it is. I think it's 2 points on mine.
Oh, so mine's the blue plan. Yours the green plan.
I'm going to go. Well, I'm going to train over and go on your plan because you can switch over plans. But they said about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to do that. That's coming up. I'm going to go on that plan because I like your plan better.
I like it too.
But I know there's 24 points, but you get a lot more free food.
That's what I like. You get corn, chicken, shrimp, vegetables. You can have bananas.
Yes.
And
grapes.
You know, grapes, watermelon.
Exactly. I like the Quest bars, you know, the birthday.
Quest bars, I think they're like 8. You just have to measure them. They scan
4 points.
For a Quest bar?
Yes, for the birthday cake one.
Oh, I think I need, why don't you bring me one?
Oh, yeah, I should have. I know.
Wait a minute.
I order one of those. And the cool thing is, so anyways, he's on the grill and he's cooking that for me and we put lemon on it and he was eating the same food.
Right.
You know, of course, he needs to gain more. I need to lose more. So we're kind of working it out together on some things. And it's really nice when you have a husband that supports you, you know, in this journey. You know, I'm not really overweight. I just need to shape up.
Right.
Does that make sense? You know, I mean, you know, I'm 60 years old for everybody that's driving. I'll be 61 in July.
You look great.
I don't feel like it. I am a go-go. I mean, I tell you, I figure skate. I roller skate. I
dog walk.
Dog walk. I sail.
I play with Elliot at the barn, brushes his tail.
And I get allergic reaction.
Dawn comes out to my barn. It was so funny. She's sitting there with Ellie brushing her tail. And all of a sudden, her eyes are bright red. She has hives on her face. I said, are you okay? I had to give her a Benadryl.
I did. She's like, brush the horse tail. I'm like, I think I'm allergic to the horse tail. But she's got beautiful quarter horses over there, and it's just so beautiful. But the main thing is, we're just going to talk about this for 5 more minutes, about really just doing stuff for you and your support team. And, you know, if you're having any questions or you have a success story with Weight Watchers, I would love to have you on my show and talk about how the success rate. You know, just on the app the other day, I'm watching, there's a woman that also had, took her about a year, and then some other 3 or 4 months or 6 months, they show their picture and before and after, and they give their stories, and people are saying, congratulations, go for it. And what I like, when you turn the app on, it says, hey, you're doing fabulous, keep going, you're tracking your weight, you're tracking this. But then I found out my Apple iWatch can actually be connected to my Weight Watchers.
Nice.
So it takes all my steps and all my activity, and it will say, you did fabulous today. So it's kind of like a major motivational. So for those of you that are saying, you know what, if Dawn can do it, I can do it. And what's the price? Only $23 for the lowest one?
Right. And then if you lose all your weight, I think after 3 months, you get to have a lifetime. And that's
really
what I did. So then you don't pay anymore, as long as you keep it within 2 or 3 pounds of your weight.
So how much did you lose on it so far?
I lost this a while ago, like my 10 pounds. So I kind of go up and down a little bit.
That's still good.
So I'm trying to get down to like another 5 more pounds. So, you know, just try to keep it down. But I don't tell people I'm on a diet, because when you tell people you're on a diet,
yeah, right,
they're like, well, how do you eat this? And how can we eat this? And then you kind of get like, oh. So you just can go to the restaurant and you can eat whatever you want. You just count your points. So it's nice.
Right.
It's a nice diet to have.
There's a lady that I saw on the Weight Watchers app. Like I said, it's like a Facebook, a Clapper, TikTok. Mm-hmm. And if you're all on those apps, I'm under Dawn Reese Show. If you're on Weight Watchers, I'm under Mrs. Tropical, because I am
so
a tropical.
Cute. Dawn is so cute. I swear. She's like my Barbie doll. When I was younger, I had Barbie dolls, Ken and Barbie. She's just one of my Barbie dolls. I swear.
And she's like my best friend, Marion. I had a friend in high school, and God has connected me with some really amazing friends. And I'll tell you, I can count them on one hand.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Really good friends. And when you have friends, they're true treasures in your life. Like Lisa was telling me something the other day about, and we're going to go to her friend's commercial in about 5 minutes, that she's doing the championship coming up. She wants to get the workout for the workout shows. I don't know what that's called. Like when you're competing, you know, those
competition, like sports shows.
No, like when you work out and
bodybuilding.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like, we're playing this game. Okay, what is that? 5 points. You got that question.
Workout. I need to work out. I'm so bad at working out at the gym. That's what I need to do. You need to start working out with me at the gym.
Well, I have
brisk walking.
I have that vibrating plate at my home. I bought that when I won a little bit at the casino, and I stand on it for 10 minutes. Now I'm on it for 20, and it shakes your body, and it's so cool. My dog puts his feet on there and he's shaking like, Mom, what are you doing? And it's hilarious. And then I've got my Tony Little. I still have that. I got my treadmill in my patio. I've got my Sit Up by Body Jake. And we have a whole workout area in our whole main complex that we live in our subdivision. And the cool thing is, with our association, the bikes that we have are like, you're walking in the mountains and they have the high-end stuff. So right. I have all of that there. It's just, you know,
doing it.
My friend, here's a perfect point. I have a friend in California. If you saw the Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I love her. She's so good.
Yes.
Great actress.
Yeah. So I have a friend named Debbie, and she's the one that's in the movie, the first one, that she says, welcome to the Miss San Antonio Beauty Pageant. Cute, beautiful, beautiful lady. And I said to Debbie one time, I said, how do you look so great? Mm-hmm. And she said, Dawn, I'm on a treadmill every day for an hour. And I said, what? So we were out to eat with all our friends and she's eating the cheesecake or something. I'm like, how do you do that? She goes, Dawn, I told you, I'm on the treadmill an hour every day. It is when I get up and I have my coffee and I'm done, I'm on that treadmill for an hour. And I said, and she goes, I can eat whatever I want. And it shows, you know, when you really do that. And, you know, it's nice if somebody sees something and say something. Hey, you're looking great. I see that you don't look like the same person. Or what are you doing different? You know,
let's make a deal, Dawn. Would you commit to me walking 3 times a week? On the beach, fast walking, or just walking with me 3 times a week, two times a week.
I can do 2 times a week.
2 times a week. Will you commit?
Well,
in 1 month, we'll see the difference of your weight.
Yes. I mean, we lived on the beach. That's where the sailboat is.
Okay.
And I would walk every single day. And when my kids were little, I would walk around the neighborhood, and I made a point of 45 minutes a day. You know, and my mom used to say, Dawn, put your tennis shoes on. She's no longer here. Put your tennis shoes on, and you'll feel like walking. And it's true. If I have my flip-flops on, I don't feel like jumping on my treadmill. Of course, put my tennis shoes on, I'm ready to go.
Because I need a motivation person to walk with, because I'm bad at it. But I mean, walking, like, tuck our stomach in and really walk.
Yes, I'm there. You know, okay. And I will bring my inner tube, because when I'm done, I'm going to go swim in the ocean.
Perfect. Got a deal. Deal.
Yes, it's a deal. Well, my walking partner, we just made a deal on the air, but it's got to start next week, because I got...
Next week.
This week.
After next week. We'll do it twice a week.
Yes.
Really walk.
And then I have that lazy river pass. And I don't know if y'all know this, the Splash Harbor Water Park is fabulous. I'm going to take you there as well.
Love it.
I know. We're going to go float down that lazy river. So, Tommy, I think in the meantime, I have to play some commercials, don't I?
Yay.
The Himalaya Salt Cave that we have to go to. I want to take you there pretty soon and your mom. I'm so excited. It relaxes you. It's in Palm Harbor. And then if you want to go ice skating over in Almerton, go refresh yourself over there. I got to get my skates back on. I love ice skating. I used to be really good. I could do those jumps and spins, but not anymore. I could just skate and have fun.
When I was younger, I skated. Now I'd probably fall on my butt.
Well, you know, last time I went, I was like, okay, I'm doing really good. I'm doing my backwards. I'm doing my frontwards. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what happens if I fall?
I'd be holding onto your hand. Trust me. If you see me, I'd be like holding on to you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you the funny roller skating story when we come right back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Actually, this is a special on your health and actually Motivational Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music and enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TDSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Florida Music Expo, downtown St. Pete, May 21st through 23rd at Ferg's Sports Bar Concert and Courtyard. 3 days and nights of discovering new music, including country and rock tribute bands. Plus Sunday Fun Day, Family Day with arts and craft vendors. Portions of the proceeds go to Project Free. Visit FloridaMusicExpo.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
And, of course, as Lisa's watching, Lisa, you can call in 727-441-3000. That sounds like a very exciting music event. We are so excited about that. And she's on the St. Pete TAG program. Lisa has her own special, Getting Ripped with Lisa V, coming up in the next month. And, Liz, I see she's watching us live on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Dawn Reese. And
hey,
you
Lisa.
Can't miss me. Yeah, actually, now I was live on Clapper. Now I'm live on TikTok. So it's good. So everybody back, and we have some funny stories before we go into Sue's books and her horses and what she does. So anyways, no sound. Someone's saying there's no sound on, that's strange, on Facebook. I don't know why. We'll find out. And so anyways, I went to the roller skate rink, and my mom gave me her skates at one time that were pink in the old-fashioned ones, and
right.
They still look good. So I took my grandchildren. Okay, I took my grandchildren, and it's so funny. I'm going around the rink going, oh, my God, I used to be really good. I used to skate really fast, you know. I lived at the roller rink. I look back, and my roller skates have disintegrated. There's no wheels. And people are falling, and they're falling.
So funny.
I swear to God.
That was like that movie with the roller skating, that young girl that had to get old new skates. I forgot that movie. It was a long time ago.
I don't know. It was so funny. Oh, my God. So anyways, and then I said, I'm going to buy another pair of skates. And I realized, of course, then my grandkids, after I bought the new skates there, they told me, I don't want to roller skate anymore. So, of course, now I have these skates that are size 7, cute pink. They're not, they're like the boot skate, but I needed another, like the ankle support skate. So those are for sale if anybody wants them.
I'm an 8.5.
$50.
Sorry, I'm an 8.5. I'd be Cinderella with your little, trying to put my little slipper in.
So anyways, I'm so glad you joined us. And if you are just joining us on this half hour, Lisa V is on the phone. And hi, Lisa. Join us to our Women's Actually Motivational Tuesday, Hollywood Connections. Tell us about that event that's popping up.
Well, there's an amazing event that's going to be at FERG this weekend. You heard the commercial. And all the information is on the website. We've got a local band. Stan Arthur and his band is going to be there. It's just to, you know, to do a fundraiser and help, you know, situations in the community. And I'm just glad to, you know, be part of it and be blessed to be in a great, you know, great area. Between St. Pete and Tampa, we've got a really great, you know, community here.
Super cool. I see on Facebook somebody's saying there's no sound. Can you hear us on Facebook?
I can hear you, but it was going off and on actually the radio. Like, you were going in and out, and I think it went all the way to Facebook. Like, it's something maybe with the radio station itself.
Okay, because we are live also on YouTube, right. And we will put that YouTube link up there when we're done. We have the YouTube link on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. So we'll make sure that everybody can hear that as well. So we'll check that out. So Lisa, tell us a little bit before we go into Sue's books and her horses.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Sue. You know what? I can't walk right now because I had a car accident. I'm in a boot.
Oh, my God.
If I'm able to walk, I will be out power walking with you, ladies.
We got a deal. Fine. We need we need motivation.
Yes, and she's...
I will be the drill sergeant. We will be motivated. It'll be Barbie, the fattest chick, and the horse lady.
You got it.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. Okay, so I have one group. This is Charlie's Angels, me, you, and Sue. And then I've got the three amigos, me, Chrissy, and Ellen.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not kidding you. We're going to be all over going live, and it'll be like, what would they do? You know, WWTD, you know, what would they do? So, but definitely with the Motivation, you know, Tuesday, and it's all about just doing something more than you did the day before. I used to be 315 pounds.
I know. That was a story. I didn't mind if we had a few minutes that you could tell what happened to you.
Yes,
amazing.
I was 39 years old and went to the doctor and had a blood pressure that was uncontrolled. You know, and they said that the company's not going to make a higher dosage pill for you. Like, I'm sorry, you have two options. You're either going to die, or you have to do gastric bypass, because I can't even send you to, like, the Biggest Loser. You'll have a heart attack on the treadmill.
Wow.
I was blessed that the insurance company paid for a $30,000 surgery April 10th, 2010. As of today, I'm 51 years old. I am 150 pounds, so I went from 315.5 to 150, and I've got another 15 more to go.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. And that's motivational for sure. And I know that you, with your show, because you're one of our Beauty Queen reporters, and if anybody's wondering what a Beauty Queen reporter is, we have an opportunity for ladies and teens to represent your city, state, or country. Now, Sue, you have a title. What's your title? Remember?
Yes.
Miss Country USA.
Miss Country USA.
And it's a gorgeous crown and sash. And Lisa, beautiful. Tell everybody your title.
I am Miss Latina International Reporter.
That's right. And you have an opportunity to audition. And I've been doing this over, oh my God, I was in the Mrs. America pageant in 1982. I was so young. But I used to judge pageants over 40-something, 45 years. I travel around the United States. And Lisa, they're opening up more, which is great to judge. And that's what we do. But we also, I help women get on the red carpet for major events. And if you're interested, or you have a teen, I have a little teen reporter that's going to the Renaissance Festival to do interviews this weekend. And the fun thing is, it gives you opportunity to meet people, be in the red carpet. Lisa, tell everybody what it's been like as a reporter with me. Now you have your own segment under Hollywood Connections. And who have you met?
Well, first and foremost, Chrissy and I were blessed to meet in the same night William Fichtner from Mom and Armageddon, and Kim Coates of Sons of Anarchy and Bad Blood. So I was so starstruck that I didn't tape an interview. We both stood there and talked for like 10 minutes each, and didn't interview, but you learn your lesson. And I have had doors open because of the Don Reese Hollywood connections. I've been in two movies. I'm fixing to do a documentary and my own song and a book because of the connections I've made. I have people who are interested in the story behind me because there's more to my story than the weight loss. The book and song is taken by surprise, how God saved me, literally. And he did. And you know that.
Right. And that's the miracle stories that we have. And you have a segment coming up in June with Getting Ripped with Lisa V. Tell us about that.
Well, what we have coming up in June is we have Global Bodybuilding Organization's Florida director, Dan Olson. I'm sorry, Dan Olson will be on with other members. And it's been about 6 or 7 years GBO has been in an organization. And they are a new vision of bodybuilding. They have special areas like, it's called transformation. I am a transformation competitor because I went from being very big to not very big. And there's pros, there's, you know, physique, there's bikini, there's any age, you know, it's family oriented. You bring your family because fitness and family go together. Because if everybody's in shape and healthy, you're going to spend money on things with the family instead of on medicine and doctors.
Well, you know, that's a good point to say, you know, and I was telling in my first half hour show here, and we still have another half hour, when I was on Weight Watchers, of course, I'm on Weight Watchers now for those of you joining, and I have, you know, I have a couple pounds to go, you know, I mean, I feel really, really good, but the thing is, there was a woman that was on the app, it's like a Facebook Clapper or TikTok, and she was a beautiful lady, had two small children, and her husband said, your weight is bothering me. I don't want to be married to you anymore. You're not attractive to me. And so that was a subject I want to bring up. And, you know, I want to tell people, you know, when somebody said, you know, I would leave the guy, you know, I mean, of course, they have need marriage counseling or something or whatever. But, you know, what do you say to that, Lisa? You know,
I met the people that were in my life because I was heavy, because I didn't have the self-esteem that I needed to go, you know what, I deserve better. Not everybody that I've had a relationship has been bad. It's just they've been learning experiences. But the one thing is you do not marry ever for the outside, because that's going to change. You marry for the inside, because you can get through anything as long as the heart is good and pure. But to have a man say, I don't like the way you look anymore, no, I'd be like, hit the road, see you later. But then again, you have families, you have children. There's a lot more involved than just the weight. When you get that, it's called, I was morbidly obese, which means I was more than 30% body fat.
And you said you were over 300 pounds?
350.5 was what I was when I got into the Celebration Health Hospital to have gastric bypass. And my surgery was seen in 22 countries. It was done, you know, robotically, is one of the first ones done from Keith Kim out of Celebration Health. They're amazing, amazing bariatric. I came back 6 months later and had dropped 100 pounds. They were like, how did you do that? It's a tool. I went to the gym 3 times a day. I was there 7 days a week, and I had professional bodybuilders stop me and say, you were bigger, weren't you? I said, yes, I was. They said, we have watched you, and you motivate us. Here are these big professional bodybuilders, I'm motivating them, me at 315 pounds. They said, we didn't care what time we showed up, you were here. You were either coming or going, and it's a lifestyle. And that's why it's a lifestyle. Weight Watchers, you can live a healthy lifestyle with Weight Watchers and other programs. It's not a diet. What is diet? It's diet with a T at the end.
A way of life.
Diets don't work. I know. I'm a product of every diet from Pritikin to Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you've got to get...
You got to find one that works. I've talked to people, oh, wait, this doesn't work for me, or this other program works for me. I know one program did not work for me. But I will tell you, I do have more energy. I'm an energy person anyways. My husband's up early in the morning. I'm up. I'm walking the dogs. I'm, you know, like the other day, I'm walking the dogs, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go a longer route. Or this morning and yesterday, I'm going to talk about not when you made an amazing breakfast for me. I usually have 2 eggs. I have 4 pieces of bacon, you know, and toast. And so, of course, Sue told me about the Weight Watchers. She said, you know, you take the scanner code, you put it over. So I had the English muffin Which was
100, which was 100 calories. So it was like two or three points.
I think it's 3 points.
3 points.
Right. And then I had my, can't believe it's butter. And then I had my 2 pieces of bacon. And then it was so funny this morning, I looked in my my pan. I'm like, why did I put 2 eggs in there? So I thought, let me see if I can just eat this with 1 egg. And I was full. I was happy. And I was like, okay, I didn't have another egg, which if I was on your program, I'd have, you know, she's on the blue plan. I could have had the eggs for free.
And that's 0 points, right?
Right. But then I found out there's extra points at the end. Hold on a second, Lisa. That
for the week.
For the week, that you, if you don't use something, like real quick, there's this woman on, I was going to talk about. She lost 250 pounds on Weight Watchers. And she goes and has her pizza. Like, I love Russo's Pizza. I have to give them a shout out because I'm going to tell them that the next week they can get a slice of pizza. That's like 8 points. And that's your points, you know, it could be 14 points with their pizza. I'm not sure. You got to check on that. But you can still have what you love eating, even if I had a little filet. I cut my filet in half, you know. So I'm cutting my portions in half where I'm still not hungry. Does right. that make sense? Yeah.
Like you can have a cheat night, like use your 35 points for the week and go out for dinner. Like if you want to.
Exactly. Right. Like I'm an Arby's person and I always tell them I want a double roast beef. And I take out half of the bun. My producer is looking at me. What do you mean a double? and I love Arby's. So, you know, but I don't have to say a double. I can take off half the bun. Like your mom said, have them scrape it out.
Right.
That makes a difference. Lisa, are you still there? Oh, she's not there? Okay. If she calls back. Well, that was Lisa V, Lisa Vasquez on Facebook. And she was talking about Motivational Tuesday, about health and weight and motivation for you as well. Hope that helped you. If it did, please go to sunkisscharters.com and email me from there. We'll get your email. That is our sailing charter business coming up. So, Sue, talk about Elliot's Tales. Let's go to tell us about your books. How did you become an author?
One of my friends, Lisa, she's an illustrator. She does illustrations. And she said, because I'm a nurse, I'm a pediatric nurse. So my friend Lisa's an illustrator. She goes, why don't you write a children's book? I go, I don't know how to write a children's book. She goes, well, get pictures of Elliot.
And Elliot's a real horse.
He's my real horse.
And he kisses me.
He kisses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she goes, and then write something. And so what I did is I took pictures and started writing things. And to match, and then I went to miniature golf with my nephew, and everything was in rhyme. So I threw everything away, and I started over. So everything I have goes with a rhyme.
Okay,
which is
so
really,
do you want to read us something?
Yeah, I'll let Dawn read it. She's so good.
And I don't have my glasses. Oh, Lisa's back. Okay, tell her just a second. If she doesn't mind holding on for a few more minutes, okay, that'd be great.
My teacher is Miss Buttercup. She knows I like to eat. So when I do my homework, I get my favorite treat. And it's cute because it's all pictures of Elliot.
Yes.
Show him on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Elliot. And here's like a bulletin, like math problems. And everything rhymes. And even kids that are like 2 years old that they don't know how to read. My friend has a 2-year-old, Jane, who's one of my good friends, and she said her grandchild memorized the whole book after she read it. So she sits there and, like, she opens the pages up and she knows it. And the little girl doesn't even know how to read, but she memorizes it.
That's, you know, that's so cool because, you know, a lot of the kids, like, I want to give an example. My grandson, the parents are divorced, and, you know, he's my son is a single dad. And a long story short, he was very shy when he came back here. And it was so cool because, you know, my mom used to say, they'll come back to you. He lived in Arizona. And my son would call me up and say, Mom, I wish you were here to help me with Wyatt. And the cool thing is, he's now living here. And that dream.
Oh, Wyatt is adorable. Oh, my God. I love that little
boy.
Well,
he was very shy after coming back. And we took him to the aquarium to do some interviews with me to be a reporter. And he didn't want to. And then all of a sudden, boom, he meets Sue and the horses. And his personality came back.
Came alive. He actually left and he hugged me goodbye.
Yeah.
I was like, are you going to come back? And he goes, oh, yes, please. Thank you. I mean, he just opened up. He talked. And when I gave him a beautiful little Elliot
plush horse.
I got little custom-made plushes, and Don said he sleeps with it at night, and they're comfortable. They're really cute.
Yeah, they're adorable. This is Elliot. Oops, that's Elliot. He just took a little jump there. It's so much fun. This is Elliot, the horse here. I'm going to hold up. And how much is this horse, Sue?
$23.95.
I want to tell you, everybody driving, you have to check this out. This is such a great gift. If you're looking for gifts, you know, I know you're on Amazon. This is personal. And Sue will even give an autograph, something in the book for you. Elliot'sHorseTales.com and Elliot's Horse Tales on Facebook.
Right. And they can even go to my email address, SueGreenBRG@AOL.com.
Exactly. And it's so adorable. Now, we're working on some major projects, of course, you know, over the COVID time.
Oh, God.
You know, and we had some people and producers where we're working on one that is a major cinematographer that has done major movies and commercials. And that's what this show is usually about, everybody that's listening. And I help people get connected in show business and give them the opportunity if they want to be a reporter with me. I'm actually helping other younger kids as well with their own show. We have a tween show that's here as well. And then we have other specials under Hollywood Connections, and I give the opportunity. So if you are interested, call 727-871-7788. If you're driving, you're like, okay, Dawn, you're giving me a phone number, and I'm driving, and you know the Florida law if I started to write that down. So here's what you can do. You can go to Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube and watch the show over and then write it down as well. And like I said, if you're listening in the car, I'd love to hear from you. And so that would be really fun. I think we need a song for a minute. I don't know, maybe it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I don't know. But let's get Lisa back on for a minute.
How about Mr. Ed?
Or Mr. Ed.
Horse is a horse, of course.
Of course. Elliot. I know we have another VIP guest calling in for a second. Who's on the phone? Tommy? Okay, we're here. We're live. Keep us on the air. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, 3 FM, 3 AM. We're live on Tan Talk Radio Network, and we're also working with VH2 TV Network in Atlanta. I don't see it, Lisa.
I'm here.
Oh, here we go. She's back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're so glad that you called in. I'm waiting for one more person to call in. Is Ellen on the phone? Not yet. She is? Oh, he's nodding yes and no. Okay. We're doing like codes behind the... Oh, thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
So, Lisa, thank you for telling us your motivation. I want to do this more often, and I'm going to give you my journey. I think I'm going to tape it on YouTube. And it's going to be... I have on YouTube under Dawn Reese Show or Dawn Reese... I think I have 5,000 show clips up there. But Lisa, we have so many fun things happening. We've got Gasparilla Film Festival coming up in 2 months, I think in June, and so much more. And Lisa's been a big part of our show as a co-host, and she also is a reporter. She's got her own segment as well. And Lisa, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, ladies. You
Bye,
guys
Lisa. Feel again. Better. Feel better.
Yes, I will. You got it. I'll be out there to see Elliot soon.
Yes, love it.
Awesome. Okay, that's Lisa V. Lisa V. Getting ripped with Lisa V. Okay, and we have a special guest, and she is another amazing friend of mine. And Ellen Patrick, are you there?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ellen.
Well, Ellen, before we start, I have Sue here with her horses. You've been to her barn. You met Elliot, and you saw the book.
Hey, Ellen, how are you doing? And your beautiful daughter. Oh, my God, she is so beautiful. She's adorable.
She is doing fabulous. So I got to tell everybody, okay, so Ellen and I and Chrissy and a bunch of our friends went to the Renaissance Festival, and we had so much fun. So, Ellen, what did you think of the Renaissance Festival?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was really nice seeing you guys out there, and thanks so much, Christy, for helping us introduce us to the people that are running, to Stephanie and everybody out there. Really great. And I had my team there with me as well, Mickey Turner and from Lasting Impressions. And oh my God, so much fun!
So let's tell everybody what happened at the end, Ellen. Okay, let me paint the picture. Now, if you go to this Renaissance Festival over in Dade City, it's like the enchanted magical forest. It is so beautiful, and I like it better there. Trust me. But I wore sandals, and if you wore sandals, you look like you've been to the mud show.
Oh my goodness!
And my feet
so beautiful. The kids rode the elephants, and they had all these beautiful like silk entertainers, and oh my gosh, it was just. A unicorn and a mermaid. It was wonderful.
Yes, and a tightrope guy, you know, the guy that's walking in the wires. I wonder if he told his mom, hey, can I go out and play on the telephone wires?
It was just so much fun. The kids loved it, and even adults were just so happy to be there. And what a beautiful location out there at the Lake Nicholas Park, because it's just a huge location. It's very dirty ground, but a big tree with a lot of shade.
Yes, and you know what's cool? There was a lady that was like an acrobatic, had these big, sheer sheets or something in the tree. She probably told her mom, I wonder if she climbed trees when she was younger. But anyways, she was up there doing these.
I do have to give a quick shout out to the dragon trainer lady.
She's also like best friends with the queen. So
Oh, she did another show yesterday.
Yes, she's like the main lady. So.
Wow. Before we talk about what you do, I have to tell everybody the funniest thing that happened that was the best show at the Renaissance Festival was at the end when my feet were so black and so dirty in my sandals.
Oh.
You're wearing tennis shoes. So I, okay, there's a little like outhouses out there. So you, I'm painting the picture. And then there's a, like there's a.
Outhouses, that company, they also provide a little sink.
Like a sink that you hand wash, like a plastic up sink.
And a pump of water out of it. I can't believe you're telling this story.
So yes, I'm telling this story because it's really funny. So anyway, so I decided I don't take ballet. My mom was a ballet teacher. So I thought I could lift my leg up, but I had to get to the restroom. And it's so funny. So I Ellen was like, give me your foot. So she pulled.
Well, skip the part. She wanted to wash her feet off.
Yes.
There's no other water. So I said, Dawn, do you want to wash your feet in the sink? And she said, yes. Now, I got your parental consent first.
Yes,
make
yes.
Sure you let everybody know this before we finish this.
Oh, my God.
No, we're good. No, we're good. It's a funny story. I love this. This is comedy. So
then I say, okay, Dawn, can you get your foot up there? And she says, not really. Can you help me? So I go to help her put her foot in the sink. And it's literally right there. I'm about to turn the water off. I mean, on, and then her foot just disappears.
I flip backwards, like a flip.
I look over to my left.
You could hit your head. Oh, my goodness.
No, but it was.
She landed on the ground, and her hat flew off, and I stepped over. I said, are you all right? She was laughing. She said, yes. I picked her hat up and stuck it back on her head. She picked her up off the ground, and then she had dirty feet. So
I did. I did. This lady that's there, she walked over with two water bottles.
Stephanie, right, the lady running it, she came with a bottle of water. We rinsed her foot, and we saw she cut her little toe on a piece of mulch.
Oh, my God. But the funniest thing was there were all these people watching. I went, okay, thank you very much. The tip jar is right there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so funny. It was. I wish Christy would have taped that because that would have got a million hits. I'm serious.
I said, oh, my God. Thank God you didn't break a hip or something like that.
Oh no. God. I got some good cushion.
That's
I got.
Gosh.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't say anything about that, but I'm so glad that it all turned out good and you made it out with just one little scrape.
Oh, no, it was funny. I still went to bed last night. My husband was going, what happened? I said, oh, my God, I'm still laughing. And I said, and that's what's fun because me, you, and Chrissy are like the three amigos. And we,
three
we,
stooges.
Oh no, like the three amigos. Yeah, like the three amigos.
Goodness.
Comedy show.
I know. So anyways, while you're calling in, we're so excited about the Christian Film Festival. You're going to be there. Yeah. We've got about 7 minutes left. Tell everybody what you do. I'm so excited because we are friends. And I'll tell you, if you don't have a...
We've known each other like about 4 or 5 years now, right? And Madeline is into all of this. She's a junior reporter and everything.
Madeline's her daughter.
Right.
Yeah, Madeline, right? Madeline. Everybody knows Madeline. Come on now. And she did that with Dawn for about a year and loved it. And then we went on because we did have our own IMDb rated TV miniseries, the Madeline and Mommy Show. And we also host our own live events twice a year. And our platform is St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital.
It's a phenomenal event. You put on such amazing fashion show. For those of you that are watching, they have
fashion and talent show.
Yes,
it is. And then this last event, which is, they're called Mad Fashion Shows. So if you guys want to look up the shows themselves, it's under Mad Fashion Shows. And the last one we just did was a recyclable fashion show that aired on Earth Day, and it was a competition. And actually, Miss Dawn, you were the judge.
Yes, I was. And I saw this beautiful necklace that I'm like, oh, my God, that's so pretty. And then you ended up saying, Dawn, this is for you for being a judge. I was like, so thankful.
Everybody gets a gift, of course.
So tell us.
Great job. So we do have our own pageant system and reporter system as well. And that's what we're doing at the Christian Film Festival. Not only did we submit a project, which was our pandemic version of We Are the World music video, and we had a lot of help from all of our friends. and we were an official selection for that. But we are also media, the same as Miss Dawn here. We have media credentials.
Yes, we have the red media. That means that we can get into everything with, you know, all the events that are happening. And I'll be up there tomorrow setting up our table.
Right. And then we also get to conduct red carpet interviews with the directors, filmmakers, celebrities, and award winners.
Right.
And it's amazing, really amazing event. A lot of fun, a lot of really wonderful people. Everyone is so nice. We've been a part of that now, I don't know, five years, I guess.
Yes. And then you also, with your pageant system, and this is really cool because there are 50,000 beauty pageants out there. Ellen, you know, I wrote for Pageantry Magazine back in the days. I was on MSNBC, about, you know, the pageant world and, you know, keeping just all American. And you have such an amazing system as well.
And as you, as well as you, I also have been involved in a New York pageant system. And, you know, I just always wanted do things to make everybody happy.
You do. And so I'm excited also about an opportunity. I auditioned for your pageant system.
You did.
I did.
You did a great job, Miss Dawn. I know you were nervous, and then you said it took you like 10 takes.
Well, the reason I wasn't nervous, I had a dog that was playing with a squeaky toy in the back, and I was trying to do this audition tape for Ellen, and you know, I've been on air for 40 years. Yeah, over 40 years. And so I have no nerves left yet. Yeah. But I was getting upset with my dog because I'm trying to do this audition video and it's a squeak, 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 squeak.
You know? It's adorable, though. Isn't it really cute? And it's on our YouTube channel under the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Oh, you put it up there.
Oh, it's been up there. Yeah, that's right where it goes. And it'll go, you're up for a title, too. So that's what that video is about. That's your audition video. And you're up for a title because you're always so tropical. You live by the water. Your husband owns a boat. You guys are starting up your sunfish business, right?
Yes, very soon. Yes, we're so excited. We are just
so
thrilled.
You're tropical, and you love turquoise and all that fun stuff. And so you're up for our one of our titles that are at large, actually, which is Mrs. Tropical.
Oh, I fit that so well, and we'll see what happens with that this weekend on the selection with the judges. And I do have to tell everybody who is just now listening, we have 2 minutes left, Ellen, and it's been such a pleasure to have you. I can't wait to run a commercial for you as well, so we need to get you to the station and have some fun over here.
Bye, Ellen.
Yes, and also I've been nominated for Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show for the International Christian Film Festival. I'll go to International Christian Film Festival.
Hey, hopefully you win an award. You're going to look gorgeous.
I'm so excited. Go to internationalchristianfilmfestival.org. Check it out. And yes, I want to thank the lady at Dillard's. She helped me zip up, and I found the most gorgeous tropical sparkle turquoise dress. It is stunning.
Cute.
It is stunning.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited. So, Ellen, give everybody your social media before you go.
Yes, yes. We are on all social media platforms under the Madeline and Mommy Show. That's MadeLline. And Mommy Show. And if you want to reach out to us and get involved, we're always looking for volunteers, models, designers, any type of talent to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's MadMommyShow2015 @gmail.com.
Perfect. I know Lisa was talking about it, and she's like, well, if you've entered, I want to enter too. So Lisa, I'll call Ellen.
Okay.
But Everybody, we'll see you this weekend.
Opportunities for you guys, really.
Oh, fun. I mean, I used to go into other friends of mine, and I can't get to Nationals for another pageant this year, which is the World Tourism Pageant, which is fabulous for everybody. I'm going to Arizona to see my son, but I have the opportunity to try out for Ellen's. And it keeps me young. It keeps me fun. I get into parades, and I get to do fun events and charities and all that good stuff. He's giving me the countdown, Ellen.
The red carpet.
Bye. And the red carpet. Woohoo. All right, everybody. Ellen, we got to go. But thank you. God bless you. I love you.
Bye,
and
everybody. Love you, too. Bye.
Bye. And we have Chrissy Boyle. She's over at the International Christian Film Festival. Thank you, Sue, so much for coming in. Did you have fun?
I had the best time. Dawn is meeting one of my idols, Donnie Most from the Happy Days.
Oh, Donnie Most will be there from Happy
when
Days.
When I was younger, when I was like 15, I went to visit my grandma in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
And he was there at the pool, and I met him. And he is just the sweetest person. It's been like years that I haven't seen him. So Don's going to tell him hi.
I will. Actually, he's been on the show many times. Go and watch Don. He is an amazing swing band.
He was Ralphie on Happy Days.
Yes, he's been on my show many times. And he's up for an award for Best Actor. I'm Don Reese. We will see you next week.
Thank you for such a good time.
Motivational Tuesday.
Love you guys.
And we'll be back with producers, agents, casting directors, and so much more next week. Bye,
everybody.
God bless.
Thank you, Don, for having me.
All right. Give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen.
Yeah.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.